And here we go with another podcast, guys, coming at you hot and heavy.
Can you not say it's, hot and heavy?
Give me something else. You're an asshole.
No.
Here's something for you.
All right, that's fine.
Nice wrapped little middle finger. You can take that. Sit on it, you little bitch. All right, and that's...
Wow. Wow.
Guys, that's about all the negativity you're going to get from me for the rest of the podcast. We definitely talk about a lot of interesting things.
Talk about some documentaries.
Talk about Joe Rogan for a while there. What he's got going on and his all his shenanigans. And
we talk YouTube.
David Dobrik, Casey Neistat, and then also the magician.
David Blaine.
Slash... Yeah, David Blaine. Good old David Blaine. It's a fun one.
Isn't it? It's
exciting.
Isn't it interesting? Isn't it weird that we can sit here and talk for an hour, right?
Yeah.
And then immediately we try to recap what we talk about.
We did okay.
But why is our memory just so terrible that we can't think of everything we talked about in an hour period?
That's so interesting, Tyler. You know what? Let's contemplate that as the podcast begins. Contemplation.
Thinking.
Please put your seats out in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! Welcome back to another podcast. Here we go again. And like I was saying, you definitely probably should get that little spot on your balls checked out. You definitely should. It's kind of a surprise you showed me, but you definitely should get that checked out. That could be something.
I'm sorry. Are you close enough to your mic? I don't think people can hear you, sir.
I think I'm plenty close to my mic. Yeah. I got it right. In fact, I feel like I should be social distancing from this mic. It makes me nervous.
But it is indeed your mic. It's okay.
You have it right in my face.
I sure do.
You just like it right in the face.
I saw something on the internet this past week that said it was like a meme based off of like somebody that podcasts, and the meme said, "This is how many times I tell you to bring the mic closer to your face," and it was just like an astronomical amount of times throughout the podcast.
You could probably do that, like all the clips of Joe Rogan saying that to guests. You probably could have like something that's like, you know, probably 10 minutes long, putting all those clips together. Probably not that long, like, because it's just like a quick few seconds.
Usually,
you know?
When he has a person on for the first time, he'll let it go for like maybe 30
not
seconds.
Long.
And then he'll be like, bring it a little closer to your mouth. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
He doesn't
He doesn't fuck around. Just like he doesn't let young Jamie, you know, interrupt him without a. Oh, man, that went so viral. I told you about that, too.
Well, it's not that called look, the Young oh, Jamie every, experience.
It's called the Young Jamie.
It's not what it's called.
It's just so funny. Like, and then, like he's like, oh, he's like quickly silenced, and he doesn't fucking talk the rest of the podcast. Yeah.
Well, you don't.
Okay, I was kind of jumping the middle of it, but to explain
around.
This on. If you don't know who
do you need to take that?
No. Okay. If you don't know who Joe Rogan is, I mean, where you've been hiding? Where did you just come out of the woods? and if you live in the woods and hunt at all, you definitely know Joe Rogan. I feel a little bit about it. Anyways, so yeah, one podcast. Jamie, who is the producer, he's the guy editing and all that. So far, you know, I don't know if he edits. He definitely. I'm guessing he probably edits. Well, there's not much editing to do anyways.
As far as I know, Jamie is the sound engineer.
He's the sound engineer.
What all that encompasses,
does a little
I have
input.
No idea.
He's always on Google ready to throw something up if they need it. And
dude, telling you, might be the best Google searcher. Might be the best Google.
It's not that hard.
No.
He's just quick,
hold up,
proactive to
super
throw
fast.
It up there when they're talking about something.
And
but
give him credit.
Definitely a very good multitasker.
Very good multitasker. Give him credit, though. He knows what Joe Rogan talks about. So he definitely has, like, the right things bookmarked.
He could please a woman or man. I don't know what he's into. In bed, no problem.
Based off of his multitasking skill?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
I see where you're going there.
Oh, man. I was like, do I want this podcast to head this direction? Anyways, I was going to figure out. I just started thinking of how a girl can, you know, if she multitasks correctly. When you're getting a blowjob, you know, she's taking care of the balls that, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, she's sure. taking care of everything and not just, you know, it's a, it, you got to be coordinated. You
hi,
know?
Mom. Hi, it's Brian.
Like, it's like, it's like, you know, she's good at multitasking. If she can like pat herself on the head and then, you know,
you can't even do that, sir. Okay.
In a circular
there you go.
Fashion. Yeah. It's still kind of hard. I was still messing up a little bit.
Can you switch hands and do it?
Oh, just like circle and then. Oh, no. Yeah, that's hard. That is hard.
Nope. I need you to rub all your right. tummy and pat your head.
That's what I was doing before.
Now do it with just reversed. Switch hands. Put your right hand on your stomach. Rub your stomach. Okay. Pat your head with your left hand.
What do you, so it's different. I sound like I'm doing the Morse code like on my tapping, head. Yeah. But yeah. So Jamie just. Quick, he interrupted Joe Rogan real quick, and Joe Rogan just gave him the death stare, like, pack your bags, motherfucker, you're done here. And Jamie did not talk for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, you don't do that.
But what's funny then, too, I brought up to Tyler, that was, it was hilarious, Joe Rogan got fucked up. He had a couple guests on, musicians that I think he was a big fan of, and I think he definitely was probably high, and then maybe drank some, too. And he was happy as fucking could be. He was like a kid at a candy store, and he just started giving compliments to everybody. And he was just like saying the nicest things to Jamie. It was just so hilarious.
Really? I must have missed this one.
Yeah. It was just like this. I remember just certain part of the clip, probably toward closer to the end. Like, he was definitely feeling good. And so that cracked me up.
Dude, my podcast consumption has gone down since I moved out here.
Really? Oh, yeah, because you drive.
I don't drive that much anymore.
Yeah, Tyler used to drive 30 minutes to work, and now it's like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, dude, the only podcast that I watch is The Fighter and the Kid. It's a nice, cool hour and a half.
Yeah, you're like 5 minutes away from work.
Not even 5 minutes away, dude.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
But like my podcast consumption super low right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer.
But you got more money and gas in your vehicle.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But I do miss like my learning time out on the road. I didn't realize how much time I spent just like absorbing new information, listening to podcasts while I drove. So
yeah,
sucks.
So the latest with Joe Rogan, which I'm looking forward to tagging Joe Rogan on Instagram.
Clearly, you're gonna tag him.
You know, he still see that. He always reads those. You know,
no, definitely.
You know, he gives us a shout out and shit. You know, great guy.
Best friends.
Best one-sided friend ever.
Best friends.
I do so much for you, Joe, and you never give me one compliment.
I saw you one time from 1,000 feet away.
Yeah, 1,000 feet away. Oh, man. The first thing that popped in my head when you mentioned us going to that stand-up is you finding that post on Joe, guy was laughing, but he was making fun of people just people that have to not special needs, but well, I guess kind of can be
yeah, I know
therapeutic dogs or whatever, you know, for the anxiety and stuff like that, like to take their dog everywhere.
Yeah,
which it gets to the extreme with ponies. Like, okay, once you bring your pony, you know, your emotional support animal or whatever, you know, and you can for $20 you can get a certificate online for one of those things. It's that simple. And once you having to take your emotional support pony on the airplane, you're full of shit. Because I'm telling you right now, that's going to be more stressful.
Hold up, where did you see this?
Than calming. There's like Inside Edition clip I'm pretty sure it was Inside Edition of they approved being able to take your mini horse or it was pony or whatever onto the airplane as your emotional support animal, and this lady literally did that. And I'm like, all the looks you're going to be, like, the what the fucks, like, how the fuck is that helping you with any fucking anxiety?
Or is that thing going to shit?
And, like, yeah, like, so inconsiderate, too, like, I mean.
Of everybody else on the plane?
Yeah. How is that going to calm you the fuck down? That's completely bullshit. You're just a crazy person.
It was just a power move.
You're just, yeah, like, just something, do what you want, you know.
Do you think you need an emotional support animal? Do you think it would help you?
I definitely, it's very relaxing. I don't know if I mentioned you before. I was thinking about hitting up a shelter. I'd love to have like an older dog, like not a broken one like Nala.
Oh, right. Don't take it personal, Nala. Jeez.
I love you, Nala.
She's not broken.
No, she's a great cuddler, which Tyler won't even let her cuddle. She just like,
she's high strung. That's
she
all.
She drops a pound of hair every 10 feet.
You're not wrong there.
I love a good dog that doesn't, you know, shed much at all, you know. And Maltese are really, you
Maltese
know,
are good with that.
In fact, I think like they're the hyperallergenic dogs. Yeah,
they might be.
I'm pretty sure. And I had a couple exes that we got Maltese while we were together. Like they were into them. And
those are really popular so dogs.
They're such a sweet dog. And the dog was so aware to not bark around me. I can't stand barking at all. Mm-hmm. And both of those dogs never barked until you know, we'd broken up or whatever. Like, they would bark for other, you know, around other people. But Barry was aware of that. I didn't like the barking and stuff like that. And
they could sense that.
Dogs are so fucking smart. Dogs are so smart.
They are.
It's amazing. I love when people train, when dogs are so well trained and, you know. But anyways, where was I going with all that?
We were
shit?
Talking about emotional support dogs. You wanted to get an older dog.
Yeah, I would like to. I think that would help me with my anxiety. Like, have
you think so?
And even if I, especially if I do end up doing the RV thing, it'd be so simple to take care of a dog, and you know, if be able to leave the dog in the RV, and if there's AC or whatever.
If there's AC,
of course. In fact, it just made me think of this picture I saw. Dog is in a Tesla, and there's like there's a sign on like dear Karen, my owner will be back very soon. The AC is on. It's 72 degrees. I was like, yes.
Very nice.
Yes. You got to watch out for those, Karen. She bust up that window. You'd be gone for a minute, and she'd be busting that window.
God, that Karen is so.
Oh, man. Don't forget, do not name your kids
Karen.
Karen
is such a bitch.
Oh, Karen is such a bitch.
Can't explain it. Karen's just a bitch.
Her son, Chad, is the worst.
Son, Chad.
Oh, man. You know what's worse than a Karen, or just as bad as a Karen, is when that Chad or whoever comes alongside and starts supporting the Karen, and they have no idea what the fuck is going on. They're just like, that's my Karen. I'm just going to support him ride or die, you know?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess I understand that to an extent. If it's somebody you know, I'm going to, like, if you're in some shit, like, I'm going to come alongside you, support you, no questions asked.
But if I was trying to, push something that was stupid as fuck,
yeah,
I would hope
if
you
I
would,
was able to realize
I would hope
what
you would go,
on, yeah.
Hey, come on.
You know, I'd take any chance to slap the shit out of you. Yeah. You know,
I would
if
hope.
If I had a good reason to slap the shit out of you, oh my gosh, that'd be so satisfying.
Like if you're promoting some dumb shit, I'd be like, hey, dude, no. You're my friend, your family, but no. Come on.
Oh, man. It was like, hey, this is good material for the podcast. Let's just chill the fuck out. All right, let's just stop it right here. The latest news with Joe Rogan, of course, he talked some shit about gaming. He shit on gaming because he has an addictive personality, it seems like. So he would be swept up into gaming. He's like, there's no, like, he's talking about how, you know, when you learn a martial art, you know, you're learning something, get you in shape, your body's in good shape, there's something happening, you know, whereas gaming doesn't get you anywhere, which pissed off the gaming comedian and definitely gave him 2 cents. And I saw like 2 different commentaries and they both said, well, he's half right in a way. Yeah, you should limit time, but for the most part, most gamers are going to replacing any time, like, say Joe Rogan watches a lot of Netflix. I know he watches TV shows and stuff like that. Like he brings up shows he watches, you know, a lot of these people for the most part are replacing that time with gaming. Like, I mean,
but Joe Rogan's a gamer himself.
Yeah. He has been a gamer himself. That's why his experience with gaming makes him feel like gaming is bad, because he had such an addictive personality. And, you know, I'm not familiar with that because I don't have a very addictive personality at all. I don't really have addictive personality. Like, I, and so In fact, I easily get bored with shit. I can very much easily get bored
with
shit.
You're very much the opposite.
I can't even watch the same movie over once. Like, I'm like, eh. So, like, yeah, the people that have those addictive personalities, like, he just couldn't stop. He was joking how Jamie said he would just leave him, like, dude, you need to stop playing this game. Because they have this game room there at the studio, whatever, mm-hmm. Joe would get a little bit crazy gaming and not want to leave. And Jamie would just, like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and so I just had to comment about that, but. I don't know how soon, but Joe Rogan is moving to Texas.
Did he make the move?
He
make the plans to move?
He said he is planning to move on the podcast. He has not moved yet, but he's going. Jamie's going. So.
I was curious because Brendan on the podcast today, the one that I was just watching when you walked in, he literally said this week he's going to Texas to look at a house with his family.
You know, so I was about curious. To say, I bet I wouldn't be surprised if, like, just a whole slew of friends.
They
went
will.
There.
They'll all go. Every single person in that group said, when Joe makes the move, we'll all go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's going to be so good for Joe, too. And then for all those other people, too. Because, like, I mean, like, Joe Rogan is like the David Dobrik of the vlog squad. You know, like,
yeah.
Like Joe Rogan has his crew. And he's got two different groups. So, like, it'll be interesting to see who all goes. You know? It is funny how he has, like, different crew.
He's,
I mean, he has
got different cliques.
He has his he has different cliques.
Yeah.
His comic friends. He has his UFC guys.
He has his weirdos.
Definitely got his weirdos.
His weirdos, yeah.
But yeah, just got some texts. I'm like, what? I hate when I get texts and be like, what? You know, like, they're not supposed to text you. Like, places aren't supposed to text you unless they have your permission, right?
What are you talking about?
Because I've heard of lawsuits
text message
with,
from?
Like, I don't know, some, like, Joe Biden, Donald Trump thing. Probably wanting to get my get my statistics. You
going to sue them?
I don't know. They're saying that, you know, they're all saying that, or a lot of people are saying that that Joe Biden hasn't won so far. I'm just like,
but we don't need to get into the political weeds in here.
I have no interest at all, man. I put on Fox News before for a little bit on the way here, and they were interviewing some guy that was interrogating a guy, and like, he was like, why was he even asking the guy questions? Because he would just be like, after everything, he gave him a chance to respond, and then he would just share his opinion, like, this is the truth. This is the way it is. I'm like, dude, you're giving me fucking anxiety. You're just like, all that shit's just making my anxiety rise. I don't even want it. I can't even turn the news on right now. Like, it's just so stressful. And then you got people destroying people's properties.
Yeah. And that's always happening.
No, not like it is right now.
It's always happening.
That's not always happening.
That's
not like
literally
this.
Always happening.
That's not always happening, Tyler. This
just
is
more
riots.
People are taking videos of it now. Just it's always happening.
That's not always happening. There's not always riots.
Everybody
going on.
Has HD cameras in their pockets. There's a lot of videos out now.
Yes, there definitely is being filmed more.
Yes.
But since that first rioting started, there has been continuous rioting in different cities.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not naive to that question. But, yeah, why do you think you get bored with things so easily?
I appreciate your change of subject. I was about to say, I was like, yeah, but anyways, let's change the just my personality, I think.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, like, I mean, I literally don't even like watching the same movie over more than once. Like, that sense of deja vu just drives me crazy. Same thing with food to an extent. But then, too, there's also where, like, I do like certain foods over and over again.
Pizza, spaghetti.
But, yeah, and then I get tired of it. Like, Uber Eats, I ate there for a month solid. Okay, there's a number of restaurants through Uber Eats. But I think just going through the process of getting an Uber and having delivered, like, that burnt me the fuck out where I didn't do Uber Eats for a month solid after that. And I cooked every single meal at home.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back. We're getting carry out food. Trying not to. I did do 1 month. If you're going to do more than a few times Uber Eats, like, it's definitely worthwhile. They have a membership for $10. And then, like,
$10 a month.
Yeah, but you get free delivery and 10% off as long as you spend $15. And for the most part, you'll always spend $15. So I just always make sure I spend $15 at least. And then It usually comes out. I usually try to make it come out to less than 20. And I was thinking about it. I was really craving tacos. I was watching somebody do a muffin. That was the first time I've gotten so hungry that I'm like, they're eating tacos. And it's so amazing that I had to get tacos.
You don't like Taco Bell, do you?
Not a big, oh, it's horrible.
See,
there might be a few things on there that are okay.
I love me some Taco Bell. I guess you can't be on the same level as me because like all the shit that they're getting rid of on their menu. Did you hear about that?
I heard some about that.
They're getting
rid
of a lot of items on their menu just based off of like nutrition.
Popularity?
No, nutrition. Just nutrition.
Yeah. How good?
I'm super bummed.
What good is that going to do them?
I don't know.
That's so funny.
I think it was Sierra said it's her entire order. Her entire order that she gets there. Like that's all gone. They're axing it all.
Wow.
Like half of my order is being axed. So it's kind of a bummer.
I love to make my own grilled chicken tacos.
Grilled chicken tacos are good.
Yeah, I'll just get some fresh chicken from Walmart, and then I'll just cook in the pan and chop it all up, season it up real good, and then throw a soft tortilla in there for a second to let it heat up, and put the grilled chicken, and then some cheese, sour cream, salsa, and chopped onions. Which you probably like all that except the onions.
Except the onions. You had me until the onions.
Until the onions, yeah.
There was, when I used to work a while ago as a package handler, they used to do like these cookouts for everybody like after the work shift. And they used to have these chicken tacos that they would make for everybody. And I don't know, again, this is work food. This is like catering chicken tacos, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was just that I worked 8 hours and was exhausted and wanted food, or if they were actually delicious, but might have been the most amazing chicken tacos I've ever had in my life. And I remember just eating so many of them every single time that they would cater them. Just the simple hard shell grilled chicken inside of the taco with your typical, you know, lettuce, sour cream, cheese. Amazing. And I wish I would have known where they catered it from because it was so good. It was probably just because I was starving.
Yeah.
Probably. Dude, Saturday night, I had, you know how I roll my pants up around my ankles?
Mm-mm.
Like I always have my pants kind of rolled up around my shoes. You know how I do
I
that?
I guess I've never noticed that.
You never noticed that?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, anytime I wear long pants, I always cuff my bottoms so like my ankles show. I have so many mosquito bites.
Oh, man.
On my fucking ankles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like
what
I had.
Shit. Like you?
Well, I've never had, like, I swear, are they getting worse? Dude. Or is that just an Ohio thing or something? I've never had so many mosquito bites.
I keep bumping the mic with my hat. I'm sorry.
Dude, but it's finally a lot. Starting to fade. Dude, it's been a fucking week.
Has it?
Yeah, it's been over a week, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They popped up Sunday.
My ankles, like, look like your feet.
I mean,
fucking
they're
rough.
They're still there, though. Look, they're fading, though. But look at that God shit. Damn.
You know what? Sierra's feet look exactly the same. And she was at a fire like 2 weeks ago. And her feet look just like yours. Just fucking demolished, dude.
I feel better now. Like, no. Well, for one thing, it felt good when you said, dude, that's not poison ivy. And I was like, I was wondering. But I didn't think anything. But then now as I think about it, I remember getting bites. But I almost felt like it was ants, too.
I don't remember getting
though.
Bit this much, dude.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't. It just like.
But they're bad this year. Whatever it is, the atmosphere, the weather, I don't fucking know. But, dude, they got tore up.
Yeah, there's some places having what was, like, the flying grasshoppers or whatever you call them, locusts or whatever.
Locusts.
Like, is it Africa or whatever? Man, they're, like, just demolishing stuff. They're, like, I mean, they're, like, a freaking, like, it's like the clouds are moving. Like,
that's
like
crazy.
There's just. I mean, there are just crazy amounts of them, millions of them, and trying to do what they can, I guess, to kill them and all that. But, yeah, that's locust shit. That's some biblical shit right there.
Yes. Like, well, that's like the same thing when we were in Port Clinton, the mayflies, how bad the mayflies are during the summertime, like in local businesses and, like, buildings around that lake area.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It literally looks like a new coat of paint on buildings sometimes because of how many mayflies there are just coated across buildings. It's fucking disgusting.
You basically have to have somebody,
exterminate them, spray for them.
Yeah, or if you have them caked, well, I guess that would that even help doing exterminate? But I was thinking just about power washing your place.
Yeah, I guess you could do that too. But they're the creepiest looking things, man. Not a fan.
Yeah, I guess so. They're just something that live usually right on the ocean. Or
yeah, it's just like it's a location thing.
Yeah.
The closer you get to the lake, the more that you see. They're creepy little things.
Yeah. I would love to get out on the water. I don't know if we talked about it in the podcast, but we talked about getting a boat, like sharing a boat.
Yeah. I love the
idea of getting a boat and being able to go out on the ocean.
Just on a normal day.
I guess it's lake. Tyler corrected me that it's fresh water. And I was thinking that it was connected, which it is still connected. It pours itself into.
Let me double check that.
Yeah, double check and see. Maybe it's a slightly salty. I don't know. My bad. Like, I'm just curious. What is the quality of? So I was thinking it was salt water.
Lake Erie is one of the five Great Lakes. Obviously, the Great Lakes contain about 20% of the fresh water in the world.
Wow.
Lake Erie is the 11th largest lake in the world by surface area. And the fourth largest of the Great Lakes.
You know what's cool too? There's a couple cool islands that aren't too far that would be cool. Like, and they have their own little downtown cities and like every little thing. Like, literally go float to an island and go have some dinner or something on an island or whatever. That sounds amazing. But yeah, we might have to try to figure out something in the next year. Like, I feel like definitely off season. Once snow's on the ground, I feel like there's going to be some people wanting to just get rid of their boats, and I feel like it might be a good time to buy something.
It happens every year.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you know Lake Erie used to be, like, such an amazing destination to, like, visit? Like, being out on the lake in, like, Sandusky, like, out on that beach area, like, it used to be a really happening place. But, like, you remember the algae bloom? Did you ever hear about the algae bloom that it had?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
So I guess you weren't around then. You were living in Nashville at the time. But there was a time where
that happened right before I came.
I think it was well before you came, probably a few years before you came down here or up here, I guess. But there was a time where it was actually unsafe to drink like water out of our taps, because obviously most of our drinking water comes from Lake Erie, and there was like a really bad algae bloom, and it was to the point where like, literally everyone in around specific areas, you had to have like your water tested in a certain way because there was a specific algae. It's called algae-like cyanobacteria, which can produce toxins that sicken people and kill pets. And
so bottled water was all the rage.
Bottled water was gone.
Could you boil your water? Could you boil your water?
I don't think boiling was an option.
Or that might have been an issue, too, at some point. I don't know.
Yeah, the reason was, the lake was contaminated.
I wonder how much of a sail it would be from Lake Erie to get, how hard it would be to get out to the ocean.
Well, good luck.
Well, no,
taking your boat up Niagara Falls.
Oh, is that the only way to get to out? There's not another outlet? I thought boat... I thought there was... Really, are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
All right. Well, geology is the name of the game today, kids. we are learning all about... Oh, yeah. What the fuck was I thinking? Wait, no. Well, that's the...
Oh, there's a I'm almost river. Positive.
Whoa, it looks like you could go all the way up to Maine. See Quebec City. Looks like, yeah. It would be a crazy pain in the ass, but it looks like you can.
Yeah, I'm sure it's possible. I'm reading about it right now.
In fact, it's basically right where the, for part of it, it's where the, border between Canada
yeah,
is there.
Yeah, it's called the Sioux Locks. I've actually been there before now that I remember. I actually remember driving past the locks. Yeah, it's way up at the northern tip of the UP, right at the line of Canada.
So basically, right. From here, from Toledo, you'd have to go northeast.
Yeah.
You're going out above.
Go out and above and then around. That makes sense.
It would be a cool way to see lots of stuff, but it'd be, if you're wanting to just get to the ocean, probably be the most unaffected way. You're definitely better off having your.
It'd still be amazing.
Boat. It would be amazing. I've talked about it. Like, I've definitely gotten to sailing. I've even talked to this couple that would consider, talked about FaceTiming and talking more about it. But they have a sailboat, and they speak. I think they're from Europe somewhere, I believe. Can't remember where it was, there's this website called Find My Crew and Find My Boat, and you can search for people looking for a crew, and you can either get paid, you can get paid for it in some situations, or like pay your way on for, and really, the price can vary.
Yeah.
And be a part of a crew, and be able to travel on the ocean and have to do some little jobs here and there. But it can't be any more than working. Well, it depends on what's, if you're doing a passage or whatever, or whatever, it can't be any more than a few hours it's probably some days you're working all day because there's something you gotta do or whatever, but be able to see the ocean, live on the ocean. I just love the idea of waking up and walking up outside and just flopping into the ocean. That just sounds amazing. I mean, look for sharks first and then flop into the ocean.
No, just jump in with them. They won't eat you. You're fine.
But yeah, so which is so cool. You can get verified on this website and stuff. You show proof of who you are and stuff like that. So I've talked to this one couple a little bit on Instagram. They gave me their Instagram after I messaged them through the website. And so maybe FaceTime them. And
you hear that, guys? Seth is an official swinger.
No, that would just be like.
Oh, not that. Okay, I misread the whole thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know that she said something, or he, I don't know which one of them is on Instagram, but said something about love to have me for Christmas or whatever, join them sometime this year. So, that would be crazy. I don't think I'm ready for it yet, but, I'm testing the options of, getting to know some people, and but I'm definitely caught up in the YouTube world. There's so many people that sail and you do YouTube videos. And oh my gosh, the quality of videos too. I feel like to an extent, Casey Neistat was such a pioneer for taking what was such not very good film quality and taking it to another level of you can do daily vlogs and be and it can look like you're professional which he was already a professional, but you can do daily vlogs on another level. And it's just amazing to see all these other people that have just taken there because of what he's established, taking all theirs to another level. And there is a guy that's a rookie that's in the NBA bubble right now. And he started vlogs day one. And
inside the bubble. Okay.
And he's easily getting views right away.
That's pretty cool.
He's a rookie and he's already been talking to magazines and or talking to newspapers and stuff like that, doing interviews because it's blowing up.
Yeah.
And he does really good videos. And then he mentioned he does his own editing. I was like, wow, that was so good. And he does it in definitely Casey Neistat vibes. And of course he did say that Casey Neistat is his, that is his idol.
Sure.
That is who he liked. I think, was it, or somebody even reposted, maybe it was even Casey that reposted, I don't know, but there's that certain, especially anytime somebody has their camera somewhere and walks past it or walks up to it, talks to it, the camera's in the closet and they open the door.
Open it up, yeah.
That's fucking Casey Neistat. Casey is that style, just that, it's just that uniqueness that. It is not an easy thing to talk to a camera, to have that skill level, have that personality come through. And that's a big part of it. If you having that personality to talk to the camera,
it's weird.
It's so weird, especially and be able to be comfortable to just walk around in public with it, like with the camera.
That's another thing you have to get comfortable with.
Yeah.
That vlogging life.
Yeah, and I feel like probably in a, like, things are going to be different than here, and it's going to be like that most places. Of course, out in California, there's probably no big deal to walk around with a camera in your face because, I mean, there's so many people doing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
That's where, like, I keep up to date with, like, filmmaking, like, people making videos, photography, things like that, obviously based on things that I'm interested in. And I was watching one video. His name's Maddie. I can't say his last name. Hapoya or something like that. He's a Canadian. He's buddies with Peter McKinnon, which is one of the guys that I follow big time. And I was watching his videos, and he was talking about gear, like camera gear, video gear, things like that. And his personal opinion on it, and I definitely agree with him 100% after like watching it, is, you know, we've never lived in a better time for a filmmaker, because 20, 30 years ago, it was never easy to make something of high quality and post it on a platform with just a couple $1,000, like a really nice camera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your platform's YouTube.
And you don't even have to have that. Nowadays,
you don't
already
have
that. What you need. If you have a cell phone.
Exactly. And especially
if it's an iPhone,
yes.
That's one of their biggest thing is cameras.
And the whole thing was, don't complain about your gear, because really,
it's how you use it.
It's how you use it. And he said, fuck, I can't quote it specifically because I can't remember exactly how he said it. He's like, your gear doesn't suck. You just suck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You suck at making videos. You suck at telling stories. Yeah. It's like, it's not your gear.
Yeah,
that was fascinating.
And there's so many people that, you know, just go out and spend so much money just to start off with, you know, and that it's not going to make your videos any better. You're an amateur.
It's all about storytelling. It's all about storytelling.
From there, you know, baby steps. It's all about storytelling. It really is. And, you know, and props to those people. You know, a lot of, you know, the storytellers, I mean, I'm guessing they fabricate a lot of their stuff, but that's part of the fun. I mean, that's what comics do, you know, too. There's a
little part of the truth. No, that's all true. You didn't know that?
There's all which was cracking me up, like somebody, your guy who's on the, what's his name?
Brendan
Schaub. There was a guy complaining, which I don't find him very funny, but I was going to kick out of somebody talking about him and complaining that he was lying about a story or whatever.
Oh, like, Brendan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like, dude, have you not heard any comic stories? They're all fabricated to an extent. They're
all a little.
They're dipped in truth and then just completely the rest of it's
that's
lies.
Natural for human beings to kind of fabricate things a little bit.
That was makes it fun, but yeah, you got those storytellers that do a really good job. There's one that always has he animates it. In fact, I guess he doesn't do his own animate. He has hired other people to help him animate, but he always tells stories and then has like these cartoonish stick figures that tell us, which they're funny, but he does an amazing job, does all the voices and everything for the most part, and just tells a story. And there's a number of YouTubers like that, and that's really intriguing to watch. If you can pull somebody into a story like your story, that's amazing. Something I'm not very good at all. Something I've said too before, like I love when they do the little clips of podcasts and have it in the cartoon form, and then like
the tunes.
Yeah, the tunes. Yeah,
those are funny,
like,
as shit.
One of these days we're gonna do that, and I've thought about it more too, because my uncle has somebody that does music videos for him and does a cartoon for him, and it's not that pricey. I was like, dude, all we need is like 2 minutes, and like the key would be find the right clip that would be funny to animate and just be hilarious.
But we gotta be funny first.
Well, we gotta be looking, motherfucker. I mean, there's that.
So what? You just want a video of my face?
Yeah, we just. It's like me and my crazy. I mean, we are the at this point with me not getting a haircut since before Corona. We are the crazy combo. You
and
your long fucking hair.
I'm Kurt Cobain.
I mean, dude, a cartoonist would just laugh when he saw us and be like, "Oh, this is gonna be fun."
What do they call those?
Yeah, the ones that will exaggerate all your features.
A caricature. Oh, a caricature, yeah.
Dude, I would pay good money for one of us right now, because we have the perfect... We probably could just go on Fiverr and have someone throw one together for $5. Like,
Fiverr's kind of crazy.
You have it cut your hair in a long time.
Over a year.
Yeah, it's so funny. Have you done any trimming or anything? I need to go home.
I haven't touched it.
Trim this shit. Yeah.
After the summer.
Yeah.
It'll go bye-bye.
I was thinking about calling my barber and just see if he'd come by my house. Like, I would warn him ahead of time. Dude, I have not gotten my hair cut since basically the last time you
cut. Dude, I look like Bigfoot.
I look like all fucking right. Bigfoot. Yep.
I'm not going to let you tear off just yet.
Oh, shit.
Speak
your truth, Tyler. Speak your truth.
I'm into like the...
Yeah, you're into it.
...documentaries on Netflix about people seeking like near-death experiences pretty much. Like needing that adrenaline to...
extreme sports? Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, it's kind of like extreme sports, but they need that adrenaline to like find happiness in life.
Extreme ports.
Extremes. Yeah.
Only on an extreme computer. Extreme ports.
Extreme port would be more like a glory hole, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, these guys are, like, doing things like surfing the biggest waves in the world or, like, jumping out of helicopters above the mountains and, like, flying in those little squirrel suits, like, from thousands of feet in the air. Have you ever seen these videos before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love extreme sport stuff.
It's kind of weird stuff. Like, just bizarre that you would just go do this on, like, a Tuesday. But, like, there's this one specifically. There was a couple of them. But there's one specifically of these surfers surfing, like, the biggest waves in the world. Do you happen to know where the biggest waves in the world are?
No.
There's actually a specific spot in the world off the coast of a small town in Portugal. And the reason that the largest waves in the world exist in that specific spot is because there's an underwater cave underneath of this cliff that just it makes the perfect condition for the largest waves in the world.
Does it push out water out of it
just,
in a way?
It's the weird physics of the way that the water works.
Crazy.
But it just creates these ridiculously massive waves. And it looks like a beautiful spot. There's like this lighthouse on like this little peninsula of an island. And the lighthouse sits right at the tip of it.
I'm guessing there's a lot of surfers live there.
So this is the thing. Not a lot of surfers live there. Basically, on any given day, there's maybe one or two people surfing these waves. Everybody else is on the lighthouse, on the cliff, watching these guys surf. The reason is because the waves are actually so big.
Dangerous.
You would never think about ever setting foot in that ocean and surfing those waves. And I was watching these guys. Wow. I was watching these guys surf these waves.
So just be go to Epic to go there just to watch.
Just to watch. They say the people that... The whole idea of the sport, surfing those gigantic waves, is it's a spectator sport. You're not going to try to learn how to surf those waves.
The best thing going there.
Yeah, but there's these two guys specifically that they like kind of focus in on. They're like a team, and you can't go out there with a surfboard and just figure it out. You actually have to have somebody on a jet ski tow you out into the ocean and kind of set you up for the surf. And they're talking about how at any given moment, you could really fuck up and lose your life because those waves will crash you right into the side of that cliff.
This is all in a documentary?
All in a documentary.
You got to send this to me.
It's called,
check this out.
On Netflix, it's called Magnetic. The whole idea is people are addicted to these things that could potentially kill them.
Is it a series then? Each one? Or is it just a movie?
Nope, just a whole like 45-minute movie. Oh, but cool. It goes into like different things. The first one specifically what has to do with like surfing these huge waves. Dude, I'm telling you, look up, just go on your phone real quick.
I'm just going to add it to my...
I'm going to look it up. I want to show you some of these waves. Because it doesn't make sense on how big some of these waves
are. Which is 2 years ago. Oh, that's an hour and 15 minutes.
Is that how long it is? I'll show you some of these images.
Tom Barr, Liam Whaley. Will Lindbergh.
You trying to read off the name?
Yeah, the cast. Oh, I guess some probably different surfers. But it's other stuff too, you said?
Yeah, look at
extreme stuff?
It's definitely... I'll show you like this little minute clip here.
Oh, yeah. Wow, what? Oh, my gosh.
But some of these waves are just ridiculous. If you want to look up what I'm watching, go to YouTube. Type in magnetic trailer.
Dude, those waves are insane.
But these guys are talking about how they need to be.
So is the whole movie about surfing?
No, no. Really? It's about people being addicted to these types of things.
So beautiful. I love waves.
Yeah, they are kind of spectacular.
That's what I sleep to every night. Well, no.
You do sleep to the ocean, don't you?
Well, I used to. Now I just use a fan, but it has that kind of wave feel. A fan has that kind of wave thing to it.
Are they showing anything else in there?
Yeah, they're showing
different other ones. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
But there's other ones in there. There's the guys in the squirrel suits jumping out of the helicopter. Yeah. Dude, and when I'm telling you, like, they let you watch the whole thing. So it's not one of those.
Yeah, people die from that stuff, man.
Oh, for sure.
Like, every once in a while you hear about
it. You see what they're doing? They're dying. They don't just show you like little clips of these guys doing it on like the GoPro of their head and like they make it seem cool. They will literally
chase him with a camera?
Yeah. And you can watch him. They will have these long clips throughout the show of the entire experience of the guy jumping out of the plane or jumping out of the helicopter, and you will watch him fly down this entire mountainside. You'll watch him take these crazy turns, and every single time he gets close to the mountain, you're always like, oh, fuck, is he going to hit it? Is he going to hit it? And then he swoops by it really, really nice and smooth, like he knows what he's doing. It's crazy to see, and there's a bunch of these on Netflix, dude, about people who are addicted to these types of things. And
sounds like the cameraman would finally get some respect for something like that.
The cameraman in the squirrel suit said it was one of the most difficult things he ever had to do because he had to be able to fly down the side of a mountain
and not die
and not have to think about flying down the side of a mountain, think about how I need to compose this shot for the movie. Like, that was his thought process. He needed to be able to do...
What kind of camera did he have?
I don't know. It was just something strapped to his helmet.
Okay, okay.
Because you need
But he still had to...
Yeah, he had to move it with his head because he has to use both of his hands for the squirrel suit. But like he said, he had to learn how to fly so well to where he would autonomously do it without thinking about it. And he would have to think about the shot the entire time, how to make
squirrel
the movie.
Shoot. So a squirrel suit, it's a flying squirrel, and you basically have you know, like a flying squirrel has the skin between its legs... You know, legs to, they're the kind of like wings.
Yep.
And then also,
in between your feet.
In their feet, too?
Yep.
Do flying squirrels have that part skin, too?
I don't think so. I don't think they have that part. They might a little bit.
So, I mean, like, you are gracefully falling, but these guys, I mean, they can get where they're, they can get updrafts and, like, they can go for a long ways.
It's pretty cool to see.
I'm kind of curious from a certain height what the world record would be for distance. In one of those.
From like a point A to point B across. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing. They've gone through through, you know, between buildings and crazy stuff like that. And then
holes.
Through holes, yeah.
And then we've all seen the videos of them not making
Yeah, there's
that.
Even, here there's just a flying squirrel looking thing. 2014, this is Addicted to Life. That's something that you might like too then. It seems like it's something related to that.
Do you got a photo of it? Let me see. Okay, I've never seen that one. I'll check that out.
Yeah, that might be something you'd enjoy too. So, chasing extreme challenges. Yeah, athletic daredevils test their limits. Yeah, and a lot of this comes back to the first person that pops in my mind. I grew up with him a little bit more than you, or you probably didn't. He was mostly done by the time you were growing up. Evel Knievel.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like just set the ground for just the craziness as far as extremeness. Like, he was one of the originators. And a lot of these, like, you have, so there's a whole crew that travels around with bike, like doing the, what's that, circus.
You're thinking of Nitro Circus.
Nitro Circus.
Yeah, with Travis Pastrana and those guys.
Amazing, man. And they definitely, they've done even specials on Evel Knievel. Like, they give all the props to them. And they're not even using motorcycles. He created that sense of, like, danger. And, I mean, man, Evel Knievel himself broke about every bone in his body. Like,
that's what they say, broke every bone.
He might have broke every single bone in his body. But he definitely had his close encounters, but he was the originator of just the extremeness. And then his son followed him in his footsteps, and he's done a number of things too. But there's nothing like, and then, you know, you have the whole, on another level, you know, the people that are in it, what's his name? Does like the long endurance stuff. that gets holding your breath for so long and stuff. He's a magician, but then
David Blaine,
freak of nature. Oh my gosh, his personality is
dude.
So
seeing
intriguing.
Him in some of David's Dobrik's vlogs.
Yes, I was just about to say
some of the craziest shit
like,
ever.
He is like, they're like good friends now. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's weird.
They are two people, two different people, but like, there is even a silly where he's on a motorcycle or a scooter. David Blaine is, and David's on the back of it riding with him.
It's just so weird. They're like, two opposite people.
And yet like, and what's funny too, is like David wants to learn these tricks too, after he sees them and, they're doing the crazy stuff. He did the, regurgitating the frogs.
Okay. Think about something like
such
that.
Such insane.
How does that,
he swallows the frogs for real. Like, and they just live in his stomach until he pukes them up.
You think that's it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For real. Yeah. He can definitely do that. I mean, done with fish and stuff. There's probably just a limit, you know, before the acids in your stomach are starting to kill it. You know, it takes so long.
How long do you think it'll last?
Oh, he for sure. He for sure they're going into his stomach. Yeah, and then, man, he does that crazy thing too, where like he drinks a bunch of water and then he's able to just spew it out of his mouth, yep, like he's throwing up, but like it's like a freaking trough.
Like a fountain.
It's like a fountain. It's insane. But and he's done crazy endurance stuff where like he's been underwater for long periods of time, been in, stuck in ice for like 24 hours or yep, shit like that, like where people can just walk by him and see, and then stayed in a box like, and with only water or something, or no food for like days. Crazy stuff. But what's so unique about him is just his personality.
Yeah.
He's so mysterious, and like I assume that's how he really acts. He definitely, the neat part is like because of David and the way David is such a goofy person and stuff, it was interesting to see you get a little bit of sense of the more goofiness of David Blaine himself, because David Dobrik was bringing that out of him.
Yeah, you can see that.
And but yeah, it's just I can't wait for David Dobrik to come back. But it could still be a little while. Yeah. It could still be a little while because Logan Paul's one of David's biggest fans, and I showed you that one clip or whatever where Logan's giving him a big shout out and they're comparing them to Earthbenders and
stuff.
Oh
yeah, Avatar.
Avatar. And he told David Dobrik that he's going to come back when the bar that they all go to, the hangout spot. In fact, I have this this bar saved on Google. Like, it's in a main area. The comic store and stuff like that aren't very far from mm-hmm. it and stuff. And, like, that's the bar where they all hang out. And David said he'll come back when that bar opens.
So they all go to the same place?
Yeah, that's their big hangout spot. So, yeah. But,
So you're going to go there sometime?
Oh, I would love to go there sometime. Yeah, for sure. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. But,
do it while you're young, sir. Because you're not young too much longer.
I'm 30? Oh, shit.
They might not let you in.
Hey, Jason Nash gives me hope.
They might go.
Jason Nash, the funniest guy in the group, 46 years old now, I think.
But you're not the funniest guy in the group.
I'm the funniest guy in our group.
Depends on your humor.
Yeah, it's the people bring it out of me too, like the right circumstances. Sierra can bring it out of me pretty good when she wants to, mm-hmm. but usually she wants to be a pain in the ass, Sierra.
She's definitely not listening to this, so.
Oh yeah, thank
the producer does not listen to these.
The producer doesn't even produce.
The producer does absolutely nothing.
Producer,
you know what? I'm the producer. That's the producer, right.
Yeah, you're the producer now. No, don't tell Sierra that she's fired. She'll be heartbroken. She'll be so heartbroken.
She'll be like, oh, okay.
Whatever. But yeah. Looking forward to Dave Dobrik coming back for sure. Casey Neistat, man. He's kind of just enjoying his retirement to an extent.
Did you see...
Saw him in the trailer for a new movie.
Did you see
that comes out this next month?
Casey Neistat? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Powers, I think is what's
Powers,
called.
Yeah. Dan Mace posted a thing on Twitter about trying to find somebody to edit his videos. Like, he wants a new intern that'll work for him. And he was taking video submissions. Did you see this?
I don't know.
And Casey Neistat sent Dan a video submission of him wanting to be Dan's intern. Did you see this video?
I guess I haven't.
Oh, dude, it's funny. Hold up. You gotta see this shit. I thought it was the funniest thing ever, but Casey made the video like
maybe
Dan.
Maybe I can't remember.
He made the video like Dan didn't know who he was.
And that's hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious.
Which Casey found Dan, or I don't know how they first contacted, but...
So he goes, Dan goes, I'm hiring a new video intern. So many applications. This was the top applicant. Enjoy. I'll just show you this. There's no reason I shouldn't be able to play this.
No.
This is funny as fuck, though. I thought that was funny. Just a short little video.
Some old school. He made it look like a little bit more like old school Casey.
Yep, exactly.
Because Casey definitely has evolved his style to an extent over the years. And it's so interesting, too. Like, you know, the stop animation stuff where he's done. Man, Dan takes that to another level.
He's phenomenal. He's a great
phenomenal
editor.
Phenomenal with the editing, the stop animation
it
stuff.
It looks like, so crazy what he can do.
It's funny. Have you been watching all of Dan Mace's? One of the guys are just a guy that works for him is just there cutting out stuff.
Cutting out a shit ton of stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, his girlfriend's so cute, too.
She's beautiful. Oh, and then Dan posted this a couple days later. Someone tell this intern he's sitting in my chair.
Or I guess it's his wife now, yeah. Oh.
Casey actually flew down to Cape Town.
Oh, he actually went down there?
Yeah.
What is he holding up to him?
He's holding up a pineapple.
Oh, I see. Such a good picture.
It is a good photo, right?
That's hilarious.
They've got, like, the goals of relationships.
Wait. Doesn't one of them have a pineapple tattoo? Like, that means something. I think Dan, right?
Casey does.
Does Casey? Casey's like, got a pineapple. Means something specific, too.
I think Dan's got one, too, actually.
Yeah, I was thinking that because I think he was telling a story. He's got a bunch of stories that go along
all
with
his tattoos.
All of his tattoos
are stories, yeah.
He's a good storyteller.
He's such
a good storyteller.
So fucking good.
Yeah, so he's another person that... fairly mainstream to an extent, like shot a lot of commercials and stuff, which he still does that some. I mean, fuck, but probably people throw money at him. He was like, yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah. He's done some very professional. Then, of course, I don't know. A lot of people don't even realize at this point, I've tried looking it up on HBO before, but Casey and his brother filmed
a documentary
that was kind of traveling. That was his big break before he, which is so funny, like that really big deal. But he sold it. I think they sold it for like $1 million to HBO. Either way, it got sold to HBO, and then he did other things, you know. But then he started. He was on YouTube for forever. Started his vlogs and all that, but I like his documentary style stuff too, because Casey's covered different things, and now he's got like kind of a smaller part in the Netflix movie coming out this next month called Powers. Watch the trailer. It's basically the concept is there's these pills and it gives you powers for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think you don't know what powers they are when you take it. But it looks really good. It has some really big actors. I can't think of the
big actors, but
Jamie Foxx.
Seth has
Jamie
no
Fox.
Idea who they are.
Look, I said it. Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is in it. Yeah.
You sure?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
If you say so.
Let me ask. Sorry.
Yeah, Seth, now Seth needs to know.
Who who's the star of the movie Powers?
Which one?
Siri's such a dumb bitch, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Alexa. I bet Alexa would answer me.
She might know.
Which one?
Oh, shut up.
Let's see if Alexa knows.
Alexa, who is the star of the TV show Powers?
It's a movie.
Oh.
On Netflix.
Oh, fuck, the volume is so low.
Why do you turn it down? So low?
Because it's not normally this loud in here. I didn't know it was a movie. I'm sorry. Either way, you're Google searching it. Is Jamie Foxx in it?
Yeah. Alexa, shut up.
But, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yeah. Well, guys.
Let's end it with this. This video I thought was fucking hilarious of a first pitch in one of the baseball games. Have you seen this shit? I don't know who threw this pitch.
Is it Dr. Fauci?
Is that who it is?
Probably. I know he. It was so horrible.
I can't fucking remember. Is that him?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was him. Yeah. He's got his mouth. Yeah, that's Dr. Fauci. He's the guy that's always been informing the world of coronavirus and all that.
The comment on the video says, 6 more months of coronavirus. Fuck.
Oh, that's funny shit. I died when I saw that.
Like a Groundhog Day type thing.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I thought it was fucking hilarious. Had me weak. But we can end with that one, sir.
Good shit. Please, God, let Corona end soon.
Seth, where can we find you?
On Instagram, Seth Ohms. Twitter, Seth Ohms, and follow us both on our Unscripted Banter podcast Instagram. We post there every couple days. You know, I got a funny picture of Nala the dog.
By the way, you spell her name wrong every single time.
I don't give a shit.
It's Nala with an A. N-A-L-A.
Oh, yeah.
Nola. N-O-L-A.
Nala.
Nala.
Yeah. I guess I knew that, too.
Yeah, you just continue to fuck it up.
Whatever. Don't give a shit.
You can follow me, TLuns5, on Twitter and Instagram.
Don't follow him too closely, though. That would be stalking.
Yes. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. You have been warned. Dude, I'm bummed. I'm buying a new camera, right? I was going to buy it yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's fucking not on sale anymore. So bummed, dude. I was going to get 200.
Where were you going to get it from?
Canon.com. I was going to buy it from their website.
Have you tried Amazon?
Yeah, it's cheaper on the website.
eBay?
Cheaper on Canon's website.
Fuck.
They were doing like a special sale. Was going to buy it yesterday. Went on the website. Not on fucking sale anymore.
Son of a bitch.
I would have gotten $200 off. I just got to fucking cross my fingers.
Like, fucking eat it.
But I need to buy it before Chewbacca's wedding. I got to know how to use it before the wedding because I'm the photographer.
Challenge Force Chewbacca's dying.
So bummed.
And I was like, what the fuck is all that noise? He's coming over to check on me. He's like, what?
She sounds like Chewbacca sometimes.
She was like really concerned, I guess.
Well, yeah, Chewbacca's dying.
She was more or less probably telling me to shut the fuck up is what she's doing.
Side-eyeing you when you make that noise. She's like, All right, that's all we got, guys. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.